My beloved hearts, I come to you on this beautiful summer morning when the sun is filtering through the trees, casting its shadows upon the green grass. I come with this image of the sun shining through the leaves to show you that this is indeed how the earth looks from a spiritual perspective. The sun has truly begun to shine through the density of humankind's consciousness, and now it is filtering through and reaching the ground, where it starts warming up the soil so that the seeds that have been planted by my beloved Jesus 2,000 years ago can begin to sprout and break through the surface of the earth and begin to form into the beautiful plants they are meant to become. My beloved hearts, I come to greet those of you who have been willing to sacrifice the time and the energy to give my rosaries, some of you for a very long time now, and others for a shorter period of time, but I want you to know that each and every one of you are appreciated for what you have done. Truly, there is a sense of commissionment that you need to have. It is the commissionment that each and every human being has infinite value in the eyes of God. It is the commissionment that when you do something to change the consciousness of humankind, when you take active part in the work of the Ascended Host, then your service is of infinite value. This, of course, is not to be taken by the pride of the human consciousness and the ego to mean that you are more important than other people. We have no desire whatsoever to create a new movement where the members feel that they are better or more important than others because they are members of this movement. I ask you to survey the history of religion on this planet and see how the members of almost every religion have fallen into this trap. They begin to think that they belong to the only true religion and that the founder of their religion was the ultimate prophet sent by God. And suddenly, they begin to feel that they are more important than anyone else, and that they are the only ones who will be saved, the only ones that are important to God. My beloved hearts, did not Jesus say, "For inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me"? So, how can it be possible that people can begin to think that because they belong to a particular outer organization or religion, they are suddenly better than others? Ah, my beloved, this is possible only because these people have used the outer organization or religion to reinforce their ego rather than to follow the original goal of all true religions, which is to win their freedom from the ego. My beloved hearts, do you see the importance of what I am telling you here? It is not our goal whatsoever that the Guardians of the Mother Light should become another movement that reinforces people's egos and traps them more firmly in those egos, making them feel they belong to the most important organization on the planet. We have seen this happen over and over again, even in the organizations we have sponsored in this last century, where many people have come to an Ascended Master organization and have begun to feel that they now have the highest and most important teaching on the planet because they are following the Ascended Host. And thus they begin to actually build upon the pride of the ego until that subtle pride sneaks in, and they begin to feel that because they have done so much for the Ascended Host, they are now so important and their salvation is guaranteed. My beloved hearts, the only salvation that is guaranteed is the salvation of those who are continually willing to transcend themselves and come up higher so that they can transcend themselves faster than their egos can manage to create another box in which they are trapped. Therefore, no outer organization can guarantee your salvation, and any organization that claims that it can do so has simply fallen prey to the eternal trap of the ego consciousness. It is truly not my desire to see those of you who have been faithful in giving my rosaries, those of you who have joined the guardians of the Mother Light, fall into this trap. I desire to see you be all that you can be by being more than the ego. So, my beloved, after sounding this note of caution, a caution that I have found necessary because I do observe the ego working in some of you, and I desire to see you overcome it as quickly as possible. Yet the only way you can overcome it is by seeing it and seeing it for what it is, so that you can consciously choose to separate yourself from it. This, of course, is the design of all of my rosaries. Namely, to expose a portion of the ego, so that by giving a rosary for a time, you can begin to overcome it. And thus, truly, the latest rosary, the Freedom Rosary, is another step up in terms of overcoming that ego and putting it behind. Yet the Freedom Rosary is meant not just for your personal benefit. Truly, in the Aquarian age, in the age of freedom, humankind needs to come to the realization that you cannot be truly free on earth until your brothers and sisters are also free. Truly, the consciousness that needs to spread to the spiritual people in the Aquarian age is precisely what I mentioned earlier. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. And this truly is the consciousness of Christ, the Christ that is in all life. And when you connect to the universal Christ mind within you, you will begin to expand your awareness to see that the universal Christ mind is in all, and that that Christ mind longs to set all people free to attain a higher state of awareness of God's mystery, wonder, and the oneness behind all outer manifestations. The Freedom Rosary represents a step up in awareness of the Christ in all life, and that the essence of freedom is to overcome the enemy within and the enemy without, the ego and the prince of this world. I want to thank those who have participated in this Rosary Vigil since we released the Freedom Rosary. I want you to understand that giving a prophecy on planet Earth carries somewhat, represents somewhat of a dilemma. My beloved, there are many people, especially in the Christian movement, who claim that if a prophecy is not fulfilled, then that prophecy has failed, and therefore it must have been a false prophecy. My beloved, this is typical for the reasoning of the ego and the dualistic mind of Antichrist. Indeed, when we of the ascended host give a prophecy, we give it primarily in order to give people on earth the opportunity to raise their consciousness so that the prophecy does not have to be fulfilled in the physical. It is our goal to awaken people with a prophecy so that they will make the necessary adjustments so that the things prophesied can be averted. Thus, my beloved, from our perspective, a prophecy that is actually comes to physical manifestation is a failed prophecy because it failed to awaken the people and inspire them to change their ways. Do you see, my beloved, that the reasoning of the ego consciousness is often diametrically opposed to the truth of the Christ mind? What I am telling you here is that after so many people have begun to give my new rosaries, I find myself in a peculiar position. It would have been possible for me at the recent July conference to give a prophecy about events that had the potential to come to pass in the world during the month of July. Yet I did not give this prophecy because I knew two things. I knew that enough people were likely to take up the use of the Freedom Rosary that the things prophesied could be averted. And I knew that in many cases it is better for you not to know what can come to pass, because those of you who have high spiritual attainment can make better use of your vision by focusing on the positive portents rather than on the negative potential. My beloved, do you see this dilemma? It is not a great one. It is, in fact, a very nice dilemma to be in, because it shows that enough people around the world have discovered the rosaries to actually make a difference. So what I will do is to tell you that those of you who have given the Freedom Rosary for this past month have indeed averted several calamities that could have come to pass and that would have had a planetary impact. This includes both natural disasters, first of all earthquakes, and wars that could have broken out. My beloved hearts, there are those who are always skeptical, critical, and look for the negative. If I give a prophecy, and a prophecy that does not come to pass, they will say, the prophecy has failed and it must have been false. Yet if that prophecy did not come to pass because people took up the use of my rosaries, then does that mean it was a false prophecy? No, it only means that it was a true prophecy that was successful. On the other hand, I could tell you now the specifics of what situations have been averted by you giving the rosaries. But those who are skeptical would say that that is easy to do afterwards, and what is the proof that those situations have been averted? And as if I were to say that the month of July had the potential to have a series of very devastating earthquakes, the skeptics would immediately say that there is no proof of this, and that in fact the month of July was relatively calm in terms of earthquakes on a world scale. Yet I must tell you that those of you who are given the Freedom Rosary were responsible for this calmness. And this is the commeasurement I want you to have. The commeasurement is that when people start to use a spiritual tool as powerful as my rosaries, the earth suddenly becomes fluid. And it becomes fluid in the way that the negative potentials set in motion by humankind's ego consciousness are suddenly liquefied so that they are no longer inevitable. Suddenly, the future on this planet looks more fluid, and there is now no longer any guarantee that the negative portents will come to pass, because it is indeed possible that those who have the higher spiritual awareness will use that awareness to raise the collective consciousness, whereby lessons can be learned and karma balanced without the physical manifestation of some calamity. My beloved, 10 years ago, it was quite possible to look at the cycles of returning karma and to look at humankind's consciousness and project into the future when certain major calamities were likely to happen. Yet this is no longer possible simply because of the liquefying of the collective consciousness. This is not to say that calamities cannot happen, because indeed they can happen, as the earthquake and tsunami right after Christmas last year proved. Nevertheless, what I am saying here is that I want you to have the sense of commeasurement that you can use the rosaries to liquefy the prophecies that have been given from many different sources about the trials and tribulations that humankind might face in the next decade. You can instead focus your consciousness and your inner vision on a manifestation of a golden age of prosperity, peace, and abundance, and through your rhythmic release of the power of the rosaries. You can send out wave upon wave of that vision into the collective consciousness. And as you keep building momentum with the rosaries, and as more people join in these vigils, you can gradually increase the intensity of these waves until they start shaking the entire collective consciousness of Earth, and people are shaken out of their doom and gloom consciousness and their fear about the future. They are shaken out of their fear of looking beyond their established beliefs, their present beliefs in which they feel comfortable yet also feel unfulfilled. You can suddenly awaken people to the need to look for answers within themselves, to look for the Christ within instead of looking for the outer Savior. And this is truly what is needed for the Earth to make the transition into the Golden Age with a minimum amount of outer calamities. So, my beloved, to facilitate this work of radiating the vision of a golden age and sending it into the collective consciousness in wave upon wave, I am come this day to release a new rosary, my Mother Mary's Golden Age Rosary. This is a rosary that is very similar to the Freedom Rosary. It builds upon the matrix of the Freedom Rosary. Yet it takes the Freedom Rosary one step further, because everything rhymes. My beloved, there are two important facets of a rosary. One is to give you understanding. To give you affirmations that will gradually work their way through the layers of the subconscious mind and resolve the dualistic beliefs that prevent you from being who you truly are, that prevent you from having God's abundance flowing through your being. The other aspect of the rosary is to invoke light from above that then forms a wave that is sent first into your own consciousness and being, and then into the collective consciousness and even the physical planet. Some rosaries focus more on the resolution of dualistic beliefs. Others focus more on invoking light. And truly the new Golden Age Rosary, because everything rhymes, is the most powerful rosary yet to be released for invoking light. The fact that everything rhymes makes it possible to build a unique rhythm in the giving of this rosary, and this rhythm will invoke the light and radiate the light in a more powerful way. This is not to say that my previous rosaries are obsolete and are no longer needed are no longer powerful. They all have their function, and they are all needed and will be needed in the coming years and decades. Yet what I am saying here is that by using the Golden Age Rosary, it will be possible to invoke more light than is possible with the other rosaries. It is, however, important that you do not simply invoke light, but that you also direct it. And therefore, I encourage you to not forget about the words and the meaning of this rosary, to not forget to visualize what a golden age looks like while you are giving this rosary. And of course, to visualize a golden age, you must know what a golden age is like, and that can come only by asking your Christ Self to give you a vision of the Golden Age. So, my beloved, it is not my intention to give a long discourse. It is my intention to release this rosary with all the joy of my heart and with the joy of the hearts of Jesus and Saint Germain. I must tell you that some of you will be aware that in a past embodiment, Saint Germain was instrumental in the writing of the Shakespearean plays. Some of you will know that these plays had a major impact on the development of the English language. And thus we might say that Saint Germain has been instrumental in bringing forth the English language to the level that it has reached today. And truly, the English language is very close to the angelic tongue and therefore is uniquely suited for invoking light from above. Therefore, anyone who is a student of Saint Germain should be able to go within and see Saint Germain's footprints all over this Golden Age rosary. Do you seriously believe that any other ascended being has the mastery of the use of the English language to be able to inspire such a rosary? Therefore, I ask you who are open to this rosary to find ways to present this rosary to those of your friends and acquaintances who have been open to Saint Germain but have not yet opened their hearts to my rosaries. I ask you to make an effort to present this rosary to them in whatever way you deem appropriate for each individual according to your inner meditation with your Christ Self. I am not asking you to use any kind of outer pressure. I am not asking you to appeal to their egos or their fears. I am simply asking you to go in your heart, consider each individual, and ask your Christ Self to show you how to best present that individual with this Golden Age rosary. My beloved Saint Germain wants me to convey to you that it is his desire that everyone who has ever revered the name Saint Germain should take up the use of this rosary. My beloved, I am very well aware that many of those who call themselves students of Saint Germain will be very skeptical towards this rosary or the idea that I or Jesus or Saint Germain could speak through a new messengers. Yet I must tell you that if people do not recognize Saint Germain's footprints in the Golden Age Rosary, then it is because they have not openly gone within their own hearts and asked for inner direction. Truly, only those who ask with an open mind and heart will hear the voice of the real Master. Those who do not ask with an open mind and heart will only hear the voice of their own egos or some false master who will tell them what they want to hear, what their egos want them to hear, and not what their Christ selves and I Am presences and spiritual teachers want them to hear. This, of course, ties in with what I said in the beginning, namely that so many people in the spiritual and religious field come to build this new ego which uses the teachings that were meant to set them free in order to entrap them even more firmly in a mental box. And once they are in that mental box, they believe they no longer have to change. They no longer have to go beyond the framework in which they are now comfortable and feel that they have everything under control because they have the highest teachings on the planet and they are doing so much for the ascended masters. My beloved, why am I an ascended master today? Why is Jesus an ascended master? Why is Saint Germain an ascended master? Why is El Moya an ascended master? We are ascended masters today for one reason and one reason only. We never stop transcending ourselves. We never stop taking the next step. We were always willing to come up higher and go beyond the mental box, even though we sometimes had come to feel comfortable in that mental box. Yet in the final analysis, we were always willing to transcend. And that is why we kept transcending until we made that final level of transcendence that brought us permanently into the spiritual realm. Yet I can assure you that even here in the spiritual realm, we have not stopped transcending ourselves, and therefore we are more today than we were yesterday, or 10, 15, or 50 years ago. And this, of course, is the dilemma faced by former students of the Ascended Host. They are those who have been students of Saint Germain for many years, some for a lifetime. Yet, if their image of Saint Germain is an image based on a teaching that was given decades ago, then it is possible that the image given in that teaching has become a trap for their minds. For Saint Germain has transcended himself immensely since the teachings of former organizations were given. Yet, if a student has not transcended him or herself, then how can that student know the master in his current awareness? You can know the master only if you are willing to transcend your image of the master so that you can follow the living master and not the dead idol, the golden calf that has been created by your ego and which your ego claims is actually based on and justified by a true teaching given by the Ascended Host. Truly, our past teachings were true, but your ego can turn them into a false teaching by turning them into a graven image of what the Ascended Masters are like, how they should speak, and what they should say. My beloved, Saint Germain today is so much more than the Saint Germain of 10 or 50 years ago. And if you are not willing to transcend yourself and your image of Saint Germain, then you simply cannot follow him as he moves on in the Aquarian Age consciousness. You will instead be left behind to dance around a golden calf of your own making. And therefore you will inevitably lose contact, lose the thread of contact to the God of freedom, the master of the Aquarian Age of freedom. So, my beloved, I ask you to go in your heart and to meditate on the living presence of Saint Germain. And I ask those of you who are willing to use the Golden Age Rosary, to take a little time, or as much time as you like, after completing this rosary, to tune in to the presence of Saint Germain, the living presence of freedom, the living flame of freedom that he is. And I desire you to ask the living presence of Saint Germain to reveal to you his vision for the Golden Age that he desires to see manifest on earth. And if you will make this part of the rosary vigil over these next days and weeks, I think you will find that you will begin to see a potential for earth that you had never even imagined before. My beloved, I seal you now in the gratitude of a mother's heart. I seal you in the love of the Holy Family, represented in the Aquarian Age by Saint Germain Jesus and myself. Truly, only by balancing the Father, the Mother, and the Son can you release the Holy Spirit that is the very foundation for the age of freedom. It is finished in the peace of the Mother and the peace of the Buddha.